I'm Jeffrey Freiman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KBFC. This year's Chinese New Year concert is going to be a little different for the Year of the Dragon. Carolyn Kwan, who's conducted the concert since 2007, says the dragon is traditionally a powerful zodiac sign and one that can represent all of China.
So in the past, we've done sort of East meets West, so we'll have a violin concerto and then we'll have an erhu concerto, so really juxtapose the two. This year is the Year of the Dragon, so we thought we really step it up a little bit. And so this year is actually going to be all Chinese, Eastern and Western music.
36-year-old composer Huang Ru will have a work called Yellow Earth for orchestra and the traditional instrument the sheng, an ancestor to both the organ and harmonica. Carolyn Kwan says there will be some repertoire that's more traditionally Chinese and others that use Western instruments with Chinese tunes.
We have Dance of the Yao People, which is a folk song a lot of our audience has come to love. We are playing the Yellow River Piano Concerto, which is probably the most popular and recognized and most loved piano concerto in the Chinese repertoire.
That concerto was reworked from its original form as a cantata. Carolyn Kwan says there's a reason that Long Long performed it as part of the festivities at the Beijing Olympics in 2008.
So quintessentially Chinese in many ways, and yet, if you didn't know, it could perhaps be mistaken for Tchaikovsky's piano concerto. It has a very Asian element to it, and yet, on another level, it's just a fantastic piece of music.
And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.